across Beds, Hearts and Bucks.
This is Helen Lee
on BBC Three Counties Radio.
Now, did you know that the fastest growing section of our population is not children or young people or even the middle-aged? It's the over 65s, and it's something that churches have been slow to address. The broadcaster Debbie Thrower is a lay reader in the Church of England and has started a chaplaincy, specifically for older people. Stephen Fletcher has been talking to her about it.
Well, I'm what's called an Anna chaplain to older people, and it's named Anna after the widow Anna, who appears with Simeon in Luke's Gospel, chapter 2. And Anna, we know, was a widow, aged 84, had been widowed since 7 years after her marriage, and she'd found a new way of living in the temple precincts. She's the one who, once Simeon has uttered his beautiful prayer, the Nunc Dimittis, she's the one who steps forward to speak of redemption to anyone who will listen. So she's a very good role model with Simeon of a faithful older person, but she also embodies some of the main themes that are distinctive about ageing, and that is loss, bereavement, transformation, hope, a new way of being, and looking forward, always looking forward to what's next. This is about really putting a flag in the middle of a community and saying older people matter. So we do crop up at the care homes and in the sheltered homes, and we visit people one-to-one who are still living independently but struggling for whatever reason. But we're also a very visible presence at pensioners' groups, the Hard of Hearing Club, the Club for the Partially Sighted, those with a particular disability or a chronic illness. So we're very visible. We can't be everywhere at all times. Obviously, all chaplains have to grapple with this, that they can only do so much. But just by being there, you sensitise people to spiritual issues, you get people talking about them, and you have an influence on the ministry teams in that community, because they start to think, oh, for example, with older people, let's get more school children visiting care homes. Let's have projects around Easter and Christmas where young and old get to talk about the Easter or the Christmas story. Photography projects where students, young students, will take really beautiful portraits of characterful older faces and then perhaps put on a display at the local art gallery. It's limitless, the opportunities.
Debbie realised the need for this ministry as she cared for her parents.
I accompanied my own parents through quite a difficult older age, and it really alerted me to the fact that these are very spiritually fertile years. This is the natural time of life when we consider the big questions. Why are we here? Have I led a good life? What's next? Can I really pin my hopes on an afterlife? What's my legacy going to be? So there's a very distinctive spirituality of ageing, now I've discovered, and a burgeoning of literature in this area. So what I'd like to see is people doing more chaplaincy among older people and really alerting their own churches to the spiritual treasures that exist in our older folk.
Debbie now works with a charity to develop this ministry.
The Bible Reading Fellowship, BRF, a few years ago, recognised that this work was very significant, that we were developing, and already a number of people were coming to shadow me, and I needed a website, I needed some way of disseminating information more widely. And so BRF created a programme called The Gift of Years, Resourcing the Spiritual Journey of Older People. And Anna Chaplaincy lies at its heart. So BRF have helped to propagate this model much more widely. So, for example, there are now 3 Anna Chaplains, both men and women, in Alton. There's an Anna Chaplain in Lytham, St Anne's in Lancashire. 6 new Anna Chaplains are starting in the Rochester Diocese of Kent. We're developing Anna Friends, who are volunteers who work with Anna chaplains, doing some of the visiting and assisting with leading services and that kind of thing. And we're in conversation with so many different towns and different parts of the UK, Newcastle, Cheltenham, Chichester, to name but a few. And we're also now discovering not only Anna chaplains, people who are discovering their own vocations to this work, but also others who've been doing this kind of thing for a long time, but doing it alone. And we're linking them together through the Gift of Years network with annual gatherings where they can all meet one another and share ideas and resources, but also informal networks. So, for example, I now have not only two colleagues in Alton, but a friend who is a city chaplain for older people in Southampton, another in Portsmouth, another in Havant. So we're geographically close, which means we're all members of the network nationally, but we can meet one another informally, locally. It started 6 years ago in Alton, and I've now been working for BRF, the Bible Reading Fellowship, for 2 years. So it's all still very new, but it is growing fast. It's such a needed ministry.
Great idea, that. Chaplains for older people. That was broadcaster Debbie Thrower speaking to our reporter, Stephen Fletcher. You can find out more about the Anna Chaplaincy and the Gift of Years ministry by going to thegiftofyears.org.uk.
On FM, AM, digital and online.
This is Helen Lee
on BBC Three Counties Radio.